It took a long time to tell Madison the entire history of me and Oz. No surprise there, considering how much had happened. Just saying it out loud to someone who wasn't from Oz, who had no idea what passed for normal here, made me realize just how insane the last few months of my life had been. And talking about Oz made me realize how much I'd missed it. Back in Kansas, I'd resigned myself to never being able to return to Oz. I almost, thought I might know what Dorothy felt like when she had to go back home, and why she'd wanted so badly to return to Oz. But that was where the similarity stopped. Dorothy was a killer, and I wasn't. Well, not unless I had to be. Madison tucked her long blonde hair behind her ears in a futile effort to keep it out of her face. But the breeze fluttered at the long strands, sending them flying behind her like streamers. I thought about plucking one of Oz's stars out of the sky to show to her, but she was freaked out enough already. Oz's weirder wonders could wait. So you were in a prison? And some magic dude just showed up? And then a witch appeared? Madison interrupted my reverie, impatiently waiting for me to finish my story. More like a dungeon. The witch was Mombi. I glanced over at Knox, wondering what he was feeling. I was almost certain Mombi was dead, killed by Glamora and the Gnome King as she tried to protect us. I had complicated feelings about the old witch. Half the time, she'd felt more like my enemy than my friend, and despite all we'd been through together, we'd never been close. Out of all the witches, she'd made it very clear that just because she was formerly wicked, she didn't consider herself good. She was gruff and rude, and sometimes her words hurt as much as the purple webs she could spin and squeeze around you. But those same qualities made her possibly the fiercest fighter in the Order, so her loss was huge if we were going to right everything that had just gone wrong in Oz. More importantly, she'd raised Knox. If my feelings about her were tangled, his had to be a labyrinth. I moved on quickly to the rest of my story. In a strange way, it was a relief to talk to someone from the real world, my world, about what I'd been through. Knox understood so much about me, but he was from Oz. To him, learning magic and fighting monsters was just a part of life. Being able to tell someone from Kansas what had happened in Oz felt totally different. And then I went back to the Emerald City to fight Dorothy once and for all, I continued. But the wizard was there too, controlling Dorothy. He was crazy. He wanted to merge Oz and Kansas. He thought they were the same place. Madison snorted softly. Well, in a way they are the same place, I amended. Oz is kind of like, it's like another dimension, laid over the world that we know, if that makes sense. Kansas and Oz overlap. But he was going to destroy them both with his spell. And then his hold over Dorothy broke, and she killed him. And suddenly, I wasn't in Oz anymore. I was back in Kansas, stuck there with Gert and Mombi and Glamora, with no way to get home. I stopped, aware of what I'd just said. Home. Was that how I thought of Oz now? What about my mom? And then you decided to go back to high school? Madison prompted, her voice skeptical. The witches thought Dorothy's original shoes were somewhere in Flat Hill, I explained, the ones that took her home the first time she came to Oz. That whole thing where you were trying to prove Dorothy was real, that was just a cover for you trying to find some enchanted doodad and get back here?
Exactly.
And I did find the shoes, in the high school, just where the witches thought they'd be. The shoes brought us all back to Oz. Glinda was moving against the Order without Dorothy. We fought her, and we thought we'd defeated her, but actually, she had just taken over her twin sister's body.
Are you serious? Madison asked in disbelief.
I know, it sounds super weird, but I'm telling you, things work differently here. I told her about the final battle beneath the Emerald Palace, when I'd defeated Dorothy at last, but been unable to kill her. How Nox and I had left her there to die as the palace crumbled around us.